Sudden cardiac death among athletes has health groups and sports organizations debating the cost and benefits of requiring EKGs. It's a test that records the heart's electrical activity. Today at Carthage College, nearly 540 student-athletes will get their hearts checked, says Jacob Denauer. He's head athletic trainer at the private liberal arts and science college.
I don't believe necessarily that college athletes are any more at risk than a general population, but every year I read about student-athletes that die of a sudden cardiac event during athletics, so it's something that people are talking about.
The Max Shevitz Foundation is paying for the EKGs and echocardiograms. The foundation's namesake is the son of Mary Beth Shevitz, who talks about Max in this YouTube video. The athletic 20-year-old died unexpectedly in 2005 from cardiac arrhythmia.
When we think of people dying from cardiac disease, we picture older people. Seldom do we think of a young, vibrant adult. How could a young person die suddenly and unexpectedly from heart problems? But they do, every day.
Contacted by phone, Mary Beth says she wanted to offer EKGs at Carthage because she took classes there and has been contacted by area families who lost sons and daughters because of hidden heart problems.
It means a lot to a lot of different people for different reasons, you know, but these kids at Carthage are very lucky.
The foundation has paid for nearly 45,000 heart screening tests. Most of the tests have been done on high schoolers. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.